tonight, I feel like listening to an album. Perhaps something from the 90s. Never mind. This is the perfect pour.
I got it. It's because the baby's suing Nirvana, huh?
Because there's a baby suing Nirvana.
Welcome to the Perfect Poets, a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm beer geek Nick.
And Matt is not with us at the moment. He may show up before the show, this episode is over, but he may not. We may have to do this without him. We're just going to have to go on, assume he's not going to be here. And if he,
you think he's in a line fest
pops
somewhere?
In, is he in an alliance with another podcast? What? No. Yeah, he's probably in a line fest somewhere waiting for some new release.
And he couldn't get the extension cord.
His phone's dead. From taking Instagram pics of his hazies while he's in line.
Ooh, line hazies. You think?
Bro, line hazies are the best, man.
Line hazies. Those are the best hazies.
Oh, yeah. Can't get better than line hazies. Oh, we're just going to be hanging out with you. We're just friends that to drink good beer and talk about the craft beer scene and the indie scene and... all our listeners, they call us, they leave us some messages, we'll talk about stuff there, and we'll talk about the beers we drank last week, and beers we're looking out for, all that is coming in the next hour and a half, 2 hours, you just don't know, man. Could be. Where's an open-ended show, having some fun and relaxing with good beer.
The other 6 hours are just dead air because we left the tape running.
Yeah. One of those times. I mean, it's happened, but never made it to air, I think. Damn. I'm pretty sure I have fallen asleep here in the studio after shows before I woke up and been like, whoa, what happened? Did you get saved?
What happened?
Did somebody, are we still on? What's going on?
Caller, are you still there?
Caller, go ahead. Tell me about your hazy. Please describe your hazy. For the show, we were tailgating, and I was finishing off half of a Liquid Gravity and Casa Agria collab beer called Grill Shot, a West Coast IPA. Juicy West Coast IPA, and Nick questioned, how can you call West Coast IPA juicy?
Yeah.
It's not proper, right? I mean, West Coast IPA is not supposed
lines,
to be juicy.
People. We need lines.
Yeah. At some point, you got to say, no, you cannot call something a West Coast and call it juicy. Well, it wasn't hazy. I'll give them that. And it was tropical. But, I don't think a West Coast IPA is supposed to be tropical, technically, right?
Is there an appropriate fruit for IPA? Is grapefruit still the standard, the benchmark of, the limit of fruits in IPA.
Yeah. Then you start getting, they kind of piled on with the tropical juicy side. The guava, passion fruit, and papaya. So I'm like, I don't know if that's the most coolest anymore, guys. But you gotta push product, and you push product by putting juicy in the name, no matter what the style is. But it's a fine enough beer, and I opened it last night and had half of it, and then fell asleep, and it was still in the fridge. So I 24 hours later had the rest of it. Do you ever do this? I've asked this question on the show in a different way, but to you guys, but do you ever leave a half open beer in the fridge and then have it the next day?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Has it ever been an ale? Or is it
AM beer?
So has there ever been anything that's hoppy?
Oh, yeah, probably. If I have poured a glass usually, and then, it's time to go to dinner or it's time to do this, I'll put the glass in the fridge to keep it cold while I'm doing whatever, and then forget, and then get up the next morning and go, Oh, yeah.
How did I miss out on beer?
I forgot.
I could have had more beer last night.
Yeah. You know, if it's a weekend, I'll finish it off in the morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Here's a beer.
If you had half a beer in the morning, would that mess you up, your day up at all? Obviously, it's not going to give you a buzz or drunk or anything. Damn. But is that enough to, like, mess with your day to be like, as far as like sort of sleepy or sort of slow?
Not half, 3.5 maybe.
Oh, okay. It's gonna take 3.5 beers for you to be like, oh, okay,
yeah,
I'm a little sleepy now,
time for a nap.
I hate that beer makes you sleepy. Or maybe it's good though.
Maybe it's just you.
No, maybe it's just me. Or no, maybe it's good. Like, if beer, it kept you more awake, that probably be, like, if it, beer was like coffee, probably wouldn't be good to do that.
What was that? Where's Matt when you need him? The Drew Carey Show. Buzz beer.
Buzz beer. They're on to the Drew Carey Show. Was on to all those variants of caffeinated beer. Variants and stuff.
Secretly a Stone Brewing marketing campaign.
Like all these Simpson things, or they're, you know, 20 years ago, they were outlandish to think of. So it was just a funny bit on the show. And then they happen in real life because it's 20 years later and we don't give a fuck about anything anymore.
So they saw it coming.
So, well, all these zany sitcom episodes become reality.
I wonder how many times the Simpsons have been right over their history. Is it like once per episode? Like, is there an average? What's
every episode from 20 years ago has something?
Yeah. Have they averaged like once an episode there, correct?
Probably. What are you having, Nick? Are you having something different than the tailgate?
No, I need to finish this so I could go get my show beer. This is the Russian River. It takes a lot of great beer to make a lot of great wine.
As
talked about,
seasonal on the Russian River.
Yeah.
If you were with us in the tailgate, you've already heard this. We can go.
Mikey believes it's a pale. I kind of agree. It's a dry pale. It's very IPA. But low ABV.
Mm. But like the name and the label makes you think it's some sort of aged in a wine barrel beer.
Grape must.
But it sort of isn't. Basically it's saying like you drink a lot. If you're going to make some wine, you're going to have to drink a lot of beer to get through wine making.
That shit is fucked up. The bottom is considerably hazier than the top. I wonder if there's a lot of sediment in the beer that was in the bottom of the bottle. Because now it poured rather clear at the start, and this I cannot see through any longer. It's Plan D set in on my beer.
Yeah, it looks pretty IPA.
Mm. Yeah, but it's only 5.2. So is that?
Wow.
Are we in IPA territory by now?
I don't know. Somebody go anymore. On Russian River's page and see what's going on there. All I know is that it sold out. I looked at it. I think it was when Russian River put it out on Instagram, and I looked at it for shipping, and it was already sold out. And then you got it in Fresno. In Fresno.
I got it 10% off, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I bought five other beers with it.
See, I always wonder that if we mention it all the time. I'm sorry, but the market here is just a grocery store here called the market. Yeah. A little high-ish end market. We don't have many high-end markets here, so we have to consider the market high-end. And they've got the two ends of singles of craft beer, and they've got Russian River. Yeah. And now I've completely lost the point, the thread of why I was mentioning this. They have the 10% off if you buy six. And I always felt it was like, 16-ounce beers, but it doesn't. It's just beers, single beers. So you can throw in a Russian River bottle in with your five cans, and it will 10% it.
I'm wondering if I could find my receipt.
Oh, you better.
Maybe when I grab my show beer, I will investigate this.
You go check on that. Make sure. Yeah. I want to see if it's. If it's any six beers, no matter what the size, or if they have to be sized. Right.
And does it have to be mixed, or can you get six of the same in the carton?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, too. Like, make your own six-pack, but it's six same beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, does it... I feel like it comes off automatically at the register. I feel like the checker doesn't need to... manually put 10%
there's
in.
No code, there's no Mikey top pour 10
I would think
at the
there would
checkout.
Be I would think there would be, but seems a little sophisticated,
so they,
for that for their
they
system
boop six
to
times
realize
and
it beep, 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 beep.
Discount,
but that's a good beer.
The register goes discount.
Yeah, that wouldn't get annoying to the checker at all.
Not at all.
So it's good though.
This is good. Would recommend.
It's in the ballpark of a Blind Pig.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
maybe better. That's up for you to decide.
I also have open now, currently, I've finished that grill shot, and one from, we believe, the Ants donated to the show. This one's from Pariah, and down there in Southern California. It's called Colors. It's a hazy pale, and it's kind of old. It's a little over 3 months old. That's not the Ants' fault. That's my fault, our fault. But it still holds up pretty well. It's still pretty good. I bet if it was super fresh, it would be really good.
Damn.
Not many hazies can handle 3 months. After 3 months, they're just completely just toast usually after that. But
there's a limit.
This is still pretty good. So
jeopardize your bin cuts, but. Have your socks been knocked off in a while?
I don't know. Feel like I've had not too much. My socks have been on pretty much. I'm kind of disappointed. Disappointed in the beer world.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
And that's the end of the show.
Everyone just forget right, what I'm they good. Just heard.
I'm getting a show.
All right. So I'm gonna start it off here. I don't really have any looking out for this week. I kind of struggle to find anything, you know, special enough.
I might have one for you then.
Okay, good. But I do want to just say that I'm kind of ready for a new city new city to rise up as a being a up and coming craft beer city, you know?
Oh, okay.
I'm just kind of I feel like we're kind of stagnant as far as like a cities goes. Like obviously Portland's had its time, and San Diego's had its time, and
I love gold.
Denver's had its time, and Chicago, and the Bay Area, and Santa Rosa.
Bay Area.
I think LA's even had some time. North Carolina. So it's just kind of like, where's the new city that everyone wants to check out and go beercationing at and stuff? I mean, I know we've been in a pandemic that hasn't been really a chance for that kind of traveling and like, oh, you got to check out whatever, Oklahoma City maybe, or just, or Nashville or just some shit like that. Like, I've not heard of, there has not been like a new city that's stepped into the conversation of like cool beer city to go to. We have all the staples, and that seems to be.
What about like Savannah, Georgia?
Sure. Why not? Even Atlanta.
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, XL. So if you have a pick for like, hey, everyone, Perfect Pour listeners, I got a new town for you to have a get it. Just email us or leave a message saying this is the new up and coming beer town. Everyone talk about in the Perfect Pour, and then 6 months later, the rest of the beer world will catch up and be like, oh.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe, maybe. Sacramento's already had its time, at least to us anyway. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't be like, oh, Sacramento, like we know. We've already.
We know.
I want something new.
Yeah,
we haven't thought about.
That's right.
Also, you know, we really need Matt on this too, because him being a big food guy as well. But we can do this together. Pints and Panels, really good illustrator and beer geek out there in the community. Pintsandpanels.com. For those of you, I think she's putting a book together, but she does her own illustrations of beer things and pairings and
panels, just, as in like comic book?
Yeah, right.
Comic strip?
Exactly.
Ah,
and she sort of illustrates all these different kind of beer things, like beer styles and hops, and she's been doing pairings lately, and this one was an interesting one because I've never seen a full-fledged pairing, this much pairing, food pairing with beer, and it's breakfast food pairings. Okay. And I don't think I've heard more than one or two before as far as pairing something with breakfast, but so we'll go through these. A cheese Danish and a fruit lambic.
Wow.
Pair a cheese Danish with a fruit lambic.
Are you looking for like is this a Ford or a Guinness situation?
You can see that. We can do a Ford or a Guinness here. Steal from Dorktown. Yeah. Hopefully Bell's doesn't sue us. Or producer Becky.
Then we could do what could we do?
I'll make it. What would you do that? I wouldn't care about having a fruit lambic or a cheese Danish, but
Gonna say no.
No?
I would not do that.
Yeah, we'll say yes or no on this. French toast and New England IPA.
Wow. I suddenly I'm not intelligent enough for this quiz.
Are you a French toast guy? Do you like French toast?
Matter of fact, I had some Saturday.
Whoa. You're in a restaurant, you'll order French toast? Or was this made for you at home?
Or no, did we went to one of our favorite breakfast spots is called Chubby's.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old 50s diner here it's in Fresno. It's a
good hangover breakfast. I had many trying to fight off a hangover breakfast / early lunch.
Yeah. Really good breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person in general. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a lunch guy.
Yeah.
A good lunch. But for a good breakfast, they got one, and their French toast is mighty fine.
All right.
But I don't think I'd pair a New England with it.
Here's the most interesting one. Actually, I'll save that to the end because it is the most interesting one to me.
Mm-hmm.
A bagel / a lox with a goes.
Yeah, I see that.
All right. You're in on that. Saying I'm yes. I approve it.
Salty and the goza and the sounding good.
All right. Pancakes and Hefeweizen.
Wow. Oh, God. No. I do not want to. Oh. How fool would you feel after pancakes?
Oh, that's true. Oh, my God. One pancake and a Hefeweizen.
Oh, I never want to eat again. The bloat is real with that pairing. God.
Eggs.
No. Hef and celery sticks, please.
Eggs Benedict and coffee stout.
Nailed it.
Whoa.
That one's almost too easy.
Ooh, you're in on that, huh?
Yeah, I can see that.
Wow. I don't like Eggs Benedict, so I wouldn't even know what to do with that. So. The producer's in on Eggs Benedict. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I'm not there.
Mm-hmm. A donut.
Breakfast house people, huh?
We haven't been there in a long time. Donut and a porter, a U.S. porter, so specific about the porter. A donut and a porter.
Yeah, that's kind of all American right there. That's,
yeah.
You can't go wrong with that.
An omelet and a saison.
Maybe more of a spinach and artichoke omelet, not so much a Western omelet.
Okay.
Or a Denver omelet, if okay. you will.
A California omelet, a saison.
Yeah, more California.
A waffle and a dark mild.
What?
Yeah.
The hell's a waffle?
What's a waffle?
What's a waffle? Oh, I mean, what's a dark mild?
Dark mild.
Is it an amber?
No.
No?
I feel like it's more like a strong ale-ish brown kind of.
Okay.
Vibe.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
And then my favorite, which I am all about and might have to try this weekend, breakfast burrito and a pail.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breakfast burrito, baby.
Yeah.
Fresno's, I know San Diego thinks they're the breakfast burrito capital, but Fresno's pretty good.
Yeah.
So breakfast burrito in the pail sounds excellent right now. I'm ready for it.
Do you appreciate the refried beans in your breakfast burrito?
No.
Have you been down that road yet?
Yeah, I've had that. I'm not going to choose it. I would rather it not, But yeah. I'm still going to eat that. I'm still going to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. It's a burrito still. What's your protein? What's your typical? I'm guessing eggs, potato, chorizo.
Chorizo.
Is your setup.
Chorizo.
Okay.
And, you know, just chorizo and cheese and some potatoes. That's good. I'm good there. I can also just go scrambled eggs and cheese and potatoes.
Yeah.
But salsa the whole way. Like, I like to put the salsa on top, you know, where I'm
red or green,
where I'm eating. Well, I'll switch it up, but usually green.
Okay. Usually green.
And that's usually just a breakfast burrito. I like, you know, overall when I'm having salsa, I like pico de gallo or a red, but, you know, breakfast burritos, I like the green, the verde.
How prisoner of you. Sour cream? Yes, no?
No, I'm breakfast burrito. I'm fine with it. I'm not going to not... I'll still eat it, but I don't think about sour cream for a breakfast burrito.
It's magical.
Just the salsa. I'm good with the salsa.
Salsa.
We
like the salsa.
People like to say salsa.
Salsa.
Well, Nick, what do you got culture looking out for?
Culture looking out for, Wow, this just in. Is it Hopstown? Is that Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, he just hit, I believe, an IPA level 100.
Whoa. I haven't hit that. I hit 100 for at home, drinking at home. What was
the at home untapped board?
Yeah, the untapped board for at home. I hit it.
Speaking of badges and untapped and being at home, so earlier in the tailgate, we were talking about how Field Notes gives you bonus prizes for being a subscriber to their product. And one of them is an actual physical patch or badge or whatever to adorn your backpack with. Well, as people can no longer be leaderboard check-ins on the digital menus in the bar, if Untappd started a badge program where you could subscribe and get physical badges mailed to you, would you be in on this? Would you subscribe to get handcrafted, stitched badges?
I probably would, yeah. Home? Even though I don't sew, so I don't ever put badges anywhere. I mean, I'm sure I can find somebody that would do it for me, but I've got lots of patches around for like Star Wars and some beer ones. So, I mean, I could use them. I don't know what I'd do with them, but I would just like to have them. I like physical items. So collecting items. So yeah.
And then in a year when the world is back to being open again, you could show up to the brewery with your sash full of Untappd patches.
Yeah. Wear a sash around.
Yeah, and you can show people exactly what you've been doing.
This is what I've been doing. I earned, yeah. Why don't we have sashes? Let's start doing that, like Girl Scout style, Boy Scout style.
Yeah.
Let's start having beer sashes.
Beer sashes. A lot of analog stuff is going to come back. I think people are inundated with the digital world being... Yeah. Online, ship everything online.
I mean, that's why I kind of understand NFTs, how you're having this unique piece of art or whatever it is you bought your NFT about, and it's digital, and I get you can find a way to display it, in some shape or form, but like, it's to me, it's like, how is that better than holding a physical item in your hand or a physical piece of art or something? So if it's going to be that much, like if an NFT is thousands of dollars or $1 million, like why wouldn't you spend that money on a physical item that I could hold in my hand and look at it and have everyone else look at it? And like, that's the thing about the NFTs that I find weird. It's like, why? If I'm going to spend that much money, I want to have it in my hand and look at it.
Yeah.
Brag about it. Show it off.
Brag it. I mean, we subscribe to Spotify, but I think we've purchased more vinyl albums this year than we have in the last 10 combined.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's doesn't seem the vinyl has made a comeback. It seems like 10 years ago, and it hasn't, is only gotten every year. It seems like it's gotten bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And it's just
more
exclusive. You know, everything's so digital, but yet vinyl is expensive and hard to find and widely used now. So yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this, but our badges. We're talking about badges. Yeah, give me badges.
Give me virtual some badges
or real life badges that I can wear around to beer bars, wear my sash around, show off all my untapped badges, so all the chicks will totally be into me.
When you're getting your pail and your breakfast burrito.
Yep. I'll wear it when I go out and get my breakfast burrito. So check it out.
Sir, would you like something to drink with that? No, brought my own.
Brought my own. Might have to get that the meetup breakfast burrito for Saturday.
Oh, meetup.
Have you had theirs? You had them, right?
No. Or that's a truck, right?
No, they may have a truck. But no, that's that meat shop at
the meetup. Yes. No, I haven't had theirs yet. How is it?
Oh, I think Matt has. And he says they're good. Yeah. He says they're good. But you got to order it the night before.
Damn it. That's way too exclusive
for me. Yeah, it's very exclusive. They only make a certain amount of breakfast burritos. And you got to order it the night before, and then it closes out. So mark that on your calendar for Friday. It is to order your breakfast burritos for the meetup.
It's on the list.
What else do you have, Nick?
So there's the badges. There's an article about breweries that grow their own hops in vine pair. And the one that stood out to me is called Goat House Brewing Company. They're in Lincoln, California. I've never heard of them before, but they grow their own hops. I'm surprised they're the standout Northern California brewery that does this.
I think that's Sacramento area, Lincoln.
Yeah, just north of Sacktown. That's what the kids are calling it these days.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
They love being called Sacktown.
Sacktown. Hashtag Sacktown.
We're trying to get that glass. Hashtag, that slice glass.
Give me that glass.
We're trying to win on Instagram. Has anybody won anything on beer Instagram when they, if you're on beer Instagram, there's always a contest. You gotta follow them and then follow this other thing and then you gotta tag two or three people.
Yeah.
So you can get in. So we're trying to get this slice glass exclusive.
Exclusive. And I commented so they know that you didn't just tag your other two accounts on Instagram.
Which is what I do sometimes. Because I have like three other Instagram accounts. I'm like, I'll tag my friend, the Fresnan, and I'll tag my friend, the Perfect Pour.
Yeah, and we're friends.
I'll tag Dorktown. These are all different people.
These are real accounts, verified.
Blue
check accounts.
Maybe that's why I don't ever win. It's like they see past my ruse.
Vet your sources. Mm-hmm. I will vouch for you.
To get I that don't box. Appreciate your ruse, ma'am.
Oh, ruse.
Clark's reference.
No, I do not want to save 10% brewery.
Don't you? What do you have to? What is the brewery trying to get you to buy? Save 10%.
So I don't know if this is a Foo Fighters reference or not, but they have a beer called All the Cows.
Mm-hmm.
A bourbon barrel aged imperial milk stout with milk sugar from and Madagascar vanilla beans.
You want that?
The brewery is. It's not a sour.
It might be a sour.
It might be.
It's not the sour.
Possible. Apparently, we could have West Coast hazies. Juicy West Coast.
Juicy West Coast. Hazy. Juicy,
hazy West Coast. Explain this to me.
A juicy Northeast West Coast hazy.
That's right. Double dry hopped.
Clear.
Randall.
A clear hazy.
It's clearly hazy.
This beer is clearly hazy.
Zima.
Zimbabwe. What? Where are you at? Zima?
Where are you at?
Zima.
Where are you?
Are you going? Are you napping right now and saying stuff in your sleep? Zima.
Zima.
Nick, last night you were having a dream about Zima.
I was?
Yeah, you kept saying Zima.
Whoa. Looking out for Be More Kind from Urban Roots. It's a West Coast IPA.
All right.
And here's one for you, Michael.
Oh.
It's a baseball reference.
Ooh, baseball.
Who is No-No Joe?
No-No Joe?
No-No Joe.
It could be a reference to Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Wow.
To Say It Ain't So Joe. But I don't know outside of that.
Joe Musgrove from the San Diego Padres.
Oh, okay. Oh, he threw a no-hitter. First no-hitter in Padre history or first no-hitter in like freaking 40 years. For Padres or something.
This is a double IPA from Resident Brewing Company. Double right. West Coast IPA. Nelson, Citra, Strata, and Simcoe.
All right. I'll add it to my baseball shelf.
Oh, here's another one for you.
Jeez.
Beechwood. Remember them? Remember Beechwood?
Long Beach's Beechwood Brewing Company.
I'm not sure what
this is. They closed the Seal Beach location. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. Why is it bullshit?
Well, I like Seal Beach. That's where I used to go down.
Oh, Seal
Beach. Ride my bike down the Seal Beach all the time when I lived there.
This is called Haze, Haze, Haze.
Haze, Haze, Haze. You should have known better than the haze on me.
Wow.
Rat, rat, rat. You got something
song. Oh, rat, rat and roll. We got a rat problem.
That was a rat and roll reference.
Rat and roll.
Shame, shame, shame.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Mosaic and El Dorado hop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mostly Mosaic.
Early cheers to North Coast Brewing Company for making beer for 33 years. Thank you.
Good for them.
Good for them.
They've been around since the beginning.
That's right. OG.
OJ.
OB. Original brewer.
OB. OG. Well, that's what you got?
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of that. Still We're still got a seat open for Matt in case he shows, but we'll continue on with the programming regardless, because the show must go on.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Oh, yeah. You.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. You can get on the show. We are welcome to you calling us at 559-492-0542. Mm-hmm. That is a 24/7 voicemail line. Goes to voicemail. Nobody's going to pick it up probably unless I get drunk one night and like make my phone pick it up. But otherwise, you're just going to get a voicemail line. You got 3 minutes or less to let us know what's going on in your beer scene or something you want us to talk about. We're here for you. Leave us some messages there, or you can record it yourself. Like, you can even record your own 3-minute podcast and send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to start with the traditional voicemails this week. And we only have one, and that comes from this person here.
Hey, guys. Paul here.
Hi, Paul.
Hey.
I'm just drinking a Stranger Than Fiction dry hopped pilsner from Original Pattern Brewing. It is dry hopped with Mosaic. And I will say that it is subtly dry hopped. So it still retains its pilsner characteristics with just a slight bit of, you know, the fruitiness from the Mosaic. It's really fucking good. All right, I got a question for the dog owners out there and the cyclists. So, Nick, it's predominantly for you. I've been a dog owner, and I've been a cyclist my whole life. I've ridden around from A to B on my bike since I was a little kid. But something I've noticed in just the last few years is that anytime I ride by dogs on my bike, they go fucking apeshit. Like I'm, you know, like I'm a wild animal that they need to attack. Now I understand instinctually what's going on, but like, why is this a new phenomenon? Dogs go fucking crazy when I ride by on my bike. And I feel bad because I love dogs, and I feel bad that the owners are all like, stop. And I don't want to get them all riled up, but I'm just riding my bike, right? I'm just going about my business and the dogs are fucking freaking out. So what's going on? What has changed? Is it climate change? I don't know. Can somebody explain this to me? Does anybody else notice this? Nick, do you notice this as a dog owner and a cyclist that dogs go fucking crazy when bikes ride by? All right. That's that's the biggest tangent voicemail you've ever received, possibly.
Yes.
And on that note, I'm going to say cheers. I love you. And I'm in the world between worlds because I have not listened to last week's episode, so I got to get on that. All right. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
It's a good thing we answered that in last week's episode. He's going to feel real silly after leaving that voicemail.
Right.
World between worlds.
So have you noticed? Have you noticed?
He needs to move out of the rich part of town and get away from all the chihuahuas because any real dog would not be afraid of a bicycle. So he's saying he never experienced this as a youth and now he does.
Well, he's saying that he's just saying that lately it's really ramped up. Like there's a lot of,
it's getting rammy.
A lot of dogs getting scared or just barking at him riding his bike a lot more lately. Like, what's up with that?
I'm going to say his bike is creating a resonance that does not agree with dogs.
Ooh, maybe it's his bike.
New rear cog assembly that makes a different tone to not offend dogs.
Maybe his bike is making an offensive tone.
That's my theory.
That's some good troubleshooting right there.
If he is personally seeing an escalation in these incidences. It's something to do with his bike, not so much him. It's making a sound that they could hear that they don't appreciate. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to go back to an old Schwinn three-speed and problem solved.
I like this. This is good advice. I think we solved something today. Well, you solved it.
Or maybe a different spoke pattern. Maybe the spokes are creating a harmonic that doesn't agree with their hearing.
Yeah.
He needs a bladed spoke.
I can see that.
To cut the air better.
So let's see it, man. A little change in the spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe take off the foam padding from the handlebars. Maybe that'll lighten, reduce the wind resistance. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what Paul's going on his rig.
We're gonna need a picture of his rig.
Perfect pour.
Maybe.
Like, how's it going? This is Chef.
Hi, Chef.
Hey,
Chef.
What's up, guys? This is the Chicago Beer Rep calling from Chicago suburbs. So, hey, guys, just want to let you know I just got back from California. Yeah.
Whoa.
Had an amazing time in California.
What the hell are you doing?
I can't
there?
Wait to go back. I would go back right now if I could. But I have to give a huge cheers, huge round of...
No, you wouldn't.
Cheers.
That
to Ants and Robin.
Cheers.
Those two are legends. They showed me around. They drove me around. And I got to go to Carl Strauss of Anaheim. I got to go to Green Cheek. So good, Green Cheek. And I got to go to the brewery, Toro. Chicago. No, I'm just kidding. Toro. I got to go to the brewery, Toro. It was so much fun. And Anson Robin, thank you. Thank you. I didn't get to see Donnie at Disneyland.
Oh, no.
But that's no worries. Vacations
he was drinking on his barbecue.
And, hopefully I'll get to buy him a beer at some point. I had a great vacation. I tried to get a reservation for months at Olga's Cantina.
Uh-oh.
At Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get one. But the night I was at Disneyland, I checked the Disneyland app, and I, at 9:30, 10 o'clock, I kept checking, and I got on the walk-in list.
Yeah.
So I got in the cantina because I was in the walk-in list. So that's a tip.
Walk-in.
If you can't get a reservation, check before the park closes around like an hour or 45 minutes, half hour before the park closes, and see if you can get in on the walk-in list. That's a tip.
That's nice.
So check the app. And I got into the cantina. It was so much fun. It's awesome. But
now, did you do that right at the end?
I did. We probably had 45 minutes.
That sounds like our planning the younger line trick.
I decided to have two drinks. You can have a max of two drinks there. I had two drinks in 30 minutes. Because I wanted to hightail it over Space Mountain to try to get in line
get a nice
space
buzz
before the park closed.
For Space Mountain.
Yeah. So I had a bad motivator, IPA.
I'm pretty Sierra fucked Nevada. Up over here.
I remember being good, but I also drank it fast. And then I had a Yub Nub cocktail, which looked awesome. Beautiful drink, but I drank it fast. So don't do what I did. Don't slam drinks the cantina.
Hey,
but
you had to do it.
I had 10 minutes to go to Space Mountain, and I felt amazing. I felt electric. I'm waving at all the cast members at Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. Best line he ever waited in.
I talked to Ray. Talked to me.
Ray.
Yeah, crazy.
Ray.
And then we got in line, and we made it on Space Mountain. So much fun. Also so much fun.
And then you puked.
Thanks. It's been educational. Chicago.
Justin Turow.
Justin
Turow. There you go. There's a good tip to get in the cantina. Just try and get in there, right at the end of the day, and you might
walk right in.
Just say, hey, give me a beer. Sorry about the mess. And then you can have a nice... I've never had a buzz at Disneyland, even though you can. Well, I guess at California Adventure, I've definitely had my share of Racer Fives and Red Trolleys. But it's always been like so zapped from the day or just that I don't think I've ever gotten a buzz there. So I think chef's had himself a nice little buzz going to Space Mountains. I don't know what that's like. I love Disneyland, and I love having a buzz. And I don't think either of those have happened at the same time. So now, even more reason to look forward to the next Disneyland trip. Thank you, Chef. And looking through, seeing if there's something relevant, and I think we do have something relevant.
Hey, what's up, Holmes? True you be here? Perfect pour. How you vatos doing, Holmes? Good. Check it out, eh? Good. I'm just calling in to give to pass some information, Holmes, okay, and to spread like the word. That's it. It seems like Colin and Janine are making it over to Fontana, ooh, Holmes, and Robin and Ants are hosting them. So guess what, homie? I'm going to be there on Saturday. Saturday, they're having to get it. Get it starts at 11 a.m. till whenever. I'll be there a little bit earlier. Why? Because I'm going to go barbecue, Holmes. I'm going to head over there early in the morning and throw some ribs on the grill, Holmes. So maybe that's why it's a little bit early. So it's kind of like a luncheon with the get it at the end, Holmes. I'll be there for a few hours, about 5 or 6 hours, hanging out and barbecuing some ribs. Basically teaching Ants my skill level, Holmes, and, you know, showing him how to do it, homie, how to do some choose barbecue ribs. That's it. So the invitation's out. I think they put it out on Discord, on Twitter, and I think they're calling in too, homie. So I will be out there. I got a couple beers I want to share with these people, and then I might take some just some regular Highland Park beers, some 818 beers, you know, some local stuff from my area, so they can try out there. So if you want to come out, homie, and hang out as I barbecue and sip some beers and just bullshit, you're more than welcome to come. Hit up Ants and Robin, and they'll give you the 411, Holmes. So this is September 4th from 11 a.m. till whenever, Holmes. I know Colin and Janine will be there as of Friday or Thursday. I'm not sure. They're hitting breweries on Friday, and then I'll be there as they wake up all hungover and shit. But that's the plan, homie. I have to be there a little bit early to barbecue, and then I'm heading out maybe, you know, 5-6 hours later because I got stuff I got to take care of too at the house. You know, it is Labor Day weekend, homie, so there's another reason to be out there, homies. That's about it. I'll be barbecuing. So how cool is it to be hanging out with Robin and Ants, Colin and Janine and their friends, next to the barbecue, sipping some good brews under the sun, in the shade, and just talking nonsense, homie? It's going to be pretty cool. So if you guys want to come down, like I said, homie, to you, the listeners, whoever's in the area, hit us up. If you can't get a hold of Ants and Robin, hit me up, and then I'll patch you through, homie. So once again, September 4th, which is Labor Day weekend, Saturday, from 11 a.m. till whenever, you know, and make sure you drive safe home and all that crap, home. So that's it. I'll be barbecuing some pork ribs, some baby backs. That's it. Just like the ones you see on my Twitter account, Holmes.
Now you baby get to try back them.
Ribs. I love baby back. Y ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. I thought Chew was going to play us a tune there for a second.
He's getting ready to.
So, look at that. SoCal get it happening. They're like Radar Palooza, huh? So September 4th, that the Ants Chew Your feature, they booked Chew Your Beer for the barbecuer. That's pretty good.
He's the headliner.
That's a pretty good, yeah. Chew Your Beer barbecuing, featuring the Fontana Gym, Robin, Ants.
Speaking of the Fontana Gym, I am finally drinking my The Bachelor India Pale Ale from Society.
Oh, lucky son of
a bitch. The Nelson variant.
Oh, damn it. That's got to be good.
No, it's terrible. You'd hate it.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, it's only 6.5 ABV. It's not even in your territory.
Oh, okay. I love gold. I opened up a beer. This one, I believe it's Wazi Corvette, but not still not sure. Spider City Brewing Company, Sneaky Deer, a hazy double. It's sneakily delicious.
IPA. Yeah.
A hazy.
What breakfast are you pairing with this beer?
I think I'm supposed to pair
a croissant.
No, it's French toast, right?
It's supposed to pair French toast.
Ah, it's pretty good. That's a pretty good beer, Spire City. And one more voicemail for this week, and it comes from.
Hey guys. What's going on, Perfect Pour? It is Wednesday. Hey guys. Squeeze one in so we don't end up in the world between worlds.
Squeeze one in, huh? And
maybe we will anyway. Yeah, man. Maybe our email will just go to your junk folder, Mike.
Yeah, bro.
That's just right. Kidding.
I know we're on high priority over there. That's very selfish of me to believe.
Yeah, but we've always had our voicemails played, which is nice.
Yeah, so one quick thing. We both had to sign into our Untappd accounts as if our phones did not know us. And then I got a unknown device email saying that I logged in from
some new person's trying to get in your Untappd.
Was able to sign in but didn't get the email. I don't know. Anybody else experienced that? I thought it was kind of weird. I went ahead and changed my password anyway.
The app does look like it's updated. So maybe that's why it kicked us out.
Is there an update?
My stats, man.
An Untappd update. I'm not aware.
Beers on there.
Anyways, my mom went to New Mexico to visit my cousin for a long weekend, and she brought me back some beer, which was pretty cool because this woman knows absolutely nothing about beer. So it's funny. She was asking me, what kind of beer do you want? And I said, IPAs. I said, we prefer hazy, but West Coast is fine too. Well, then she starts calling breweries and asking them if they have hazy West Coast IPAs. Thankfully, she got both kinds and brought them home. So we got 2 6-packs of Santa Fe Brewing, one regular IPA, one East Coast. And then we got some from La Cumbra.
Yeah, La Cumbra. It's like Sun something. I forget the name of the beer. It's downstairs.
And then we got another one from
Marble. Yeah.
So we'll be checking some in tomorrow for New Brew Thursday.
Oh, you guys, you know what she told her mom she had to do too? From New Mexico in her car?
Cold transfer.
She made her cold transfer. And Sherry's shooting there.
You better find some ice, Mom. Yes.
I teach her well.
She may not know the difference between a hazy and a West Coast, but she knows the cold transfer of that beer.
We're going to our first beer festival on Saturday since this whole COVID
thing. What's a beer festival?
So that's pretty cool. I'm not really sure what it's going to be like, but that should be fun.
The beer list looks pretty good for Colorado beers.
We're going to go with some friends.
Yeah, it's 3 hours. The VIP is 4 hours, but we don't ever do VIP on these. I kind of expect VIP to be 5 hours. I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, 4 hours is a basic beer fest, you know, VIP.
The ones we did up in Steamboat, that one was like 5 hours regular. No,
they're just special.
That one was really cool.
Yeah, that one was normal. Yeah.
That was really cool.
They're fun.
Yeah, and this is our last weekend before next when we're hanging out with Ants and Robin. So. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Super is looking forward to that.
And we want you to keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Yeah. 3 minutes.
Nailed it. Nailed it, kids. 3 minutes. Way to go. So thank you, everyone, that called into the show. Oh, wait. What is going on? There's another. So poor Mark Ratty, his voicemails are going to our spam side of the thing. And then we have an Ants and Robin. I was checking to see if Mark had one over here, but and it turns out Ants and Robin have one over here. So good thing I checked.
Hey guys, it's Robin from Robin and Ants. Nice to see, and hopefully everybody's doing well out there. Just wanted to check in. We have a lot to say and a lot to let you know about. We've been having an amazing and super fun couple of months. Firstly, Junior from Tampa came for a few days into San Diego, so we drove down and met up with him at North Park. Nice. And we hit up Pizza Port. Then we kidnapped him for the night. And on the way back to San Diego the next day, we took him to In-N-Out and Wild Barrel.
Yeah.
Such a fun time. We got to go to the brewery's 13th anniversary celebration. About 3 weeks ago, I think it is, with our friends George and Sue. They've been on the Zoom before. Awesome people. Many, many stouts. Nick, you would have loved it. Absolutely delicious beers.
Yeah, get the stuff.
Yes, Matt, this may sound scripted, but I need my notes. Otherwise, I'm going to forget stuff. So that's the way it goes. Next, we went through Fresno on the way to my dad's.
Whoa.
And we had a quickie get it with Nick and Courtney. Yay, thank you guys so much.
Oh, this is from a while
ago. That
was
super fun. So thankful that they came and joined us. It was really, really nice. It was short and sweet, but very, very cool. Then we had, from there, since Nick said he didn't know where we were going to visit my dad and then on to Lake Tahoe. And we got a few days with the kids and ventured over to 5050 Brewing in Truckee.
Oh.
And that was a really, really nice spot and definitely possibility for future get-its. Then after Tahoe, we were home for 2 days before we were off to Raiderpalooza. Honestly, it was one of the best trips we've ever had. It was just as chill can be. Everything was amazing. Breweries, Lake Michigan, the Perfect Poor Pals, and of course, the Ratty family. So, so many thanks for a lifetime of memories. That was such an amazing trip. Had a blast. And now announcing our Saturday, September 4th, Fontucky Get It with the infamous Colin and Janine. Evil Circle, along with the Barbecue
also
Styling Club. Chew Your Beer.
Evil Circle.
We're starting at 11
Colin
a.m.
Janine.
Going all day.
Chew Your Beer.
All are welcome, and it's come and go as you please. Hope you all can make it. Oh, I forgot one more thing. We got to see Chef last week. We went to OC.
Chef.
And we got to go to the Green Cheek, the Brewery, Tarot, and Carl Strauss.
Green Cheek.
We love Chef so, so, so much, and we had a blast. Love to all, for sure, especially the Raiderpalooza crew. Thank you, Perfect Pour. It couldn't have happened without you.
Yay,
keep
we
up
did
the
something.
Good work, guys.
Bye.
Fontucky.
Oh, there might be something different
lurking,
there.
Lurking in the background.
Yeah. So thank you guys for coming to the show. That was so cool. I almost want to play one of Mark's old voicemails that didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll wait on that. Thank you guys for calling in to the into the show.
It just works too well.
It just, I know, it's an old joke now on the Perfect Four, but still checks out. You guys really help us out with the show, so thank you. Keep up the good work doing that. The best voicemailers in all of podcasting.
Looking out
for. Oh, that's not really.
Looking out for.
This is what we used to do.
Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Really looking out for?
That was like an old reaction for me. This is when we used to do that. So where are we?
Right.
Already past that now.
Yeah, thank you.
I messed everybody up.
Way to pay attention to the show.
That Fontana it's gonna get
up.
Crazy. Crazy, man. Crazy.
We're having a good
weekend. Nick.
Caught.
The Nick 80, what were you drinking this week?
You're never going to guess.
Oh, that's not it. It couldn't have been a hazy, right?
No, my Untappd has logged me out. And I
Uh-oh, it's happening everywhere. It's getting everyone. Everywhere. Oh, no.
Let's see if I can remember my password.
Yeah. I might have to look.
I actually did check in this week.
I may have to look at yours. You can't do it.
This is
because mine's working at the moment without checking in.
Yeah, I cannot
get in right now. All right.
I don't not know my password. I set it up 7 years ago.
Please excuse the typing. Oh, I'm not even.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Okay.
So,
all right. What did you have this week?
Untappd's trying to make me update things right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to do it. I do not want to update my cover photo. Okay. So, first of all. Oh, man.
Sorry for the noise.
I bought a six pack and I've only drank four of the six. So that means there's two beers hiding in the
fridge. Oh, I don't know about. Or some little kid broke in and bought them all.
Some kid broke into my house.
Someone broke into my room and took my beers out of my room.
No, they did it, Ozzy. Yeah, that beer tape, Ozzy.
Sorry, Nick. Go ahead.
It's okay. Carry on. I was curious to see who we're going to go with that.
It's a clip from the Osbournes with Ozzy.
Osbournes.
Ozzy comes out of his room, and he's like, wait, I'll see if I can find it. Well, as you carry on.
You carry on.
What you're drinking.
I don't remember. Emo backflip from New Glory.
Emo?
Emo.
Emo backflip?
It's a West Coast IPA. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Speaking of socks being knocked off, psychic advisor from there does not exist.
Oh.
I gave my first 5-star beer this year.
What? Oh my gosh. Psychic advisor. Wow. 5-star knock your socks off, huh?
5 stars.
Wow. All 5. Is this from the market? All you got this?
From the market. All 10%. Right. I saved 10% to have my socks
off. Wow. Saved 10% and got your socks knocked off. Nice.
That's right. Name a better Friday.
There's none better.
This one was an accident. It wasn't supposed to be a hazy. When I bought it, I think my thumb must have been over the wrong part of the label because all I saw was IPA. But it's the ex-hazy IPA from Almanac.
Oh, okay.
That's their 10th anniversary beer.
Okay.
Good beer still. Not expected it to be a hazy, but it was a hazy, so only 3.75 stars.
Oh,
I did you knocked out.
Not my style. Not my style.
Could not stoop that low.
Not my style. 1 star. Wow! Don't put anything hazy.
Right? Yeah,
he'll 1-star you.
This is
accidental hazy.
Someone's been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
Who is the beer thief? That's what we want to know.
Oh, it comes out. It looks like he hadn't seen Sharon like all day. Like, I think it's been a long time since I've seen the Osbournes, which were one of the original reality shows ever. the best. And I think Sheridan and Ozzy had their own bedrooms basically in the house. And essentially, like Ozzy, when he's at home, he can just sit in his room and drink beers. And like Sharon's just like, looks like she's just coming back from shopping or something or doing something. And Ozzy just comes out of his room. And the first thing he says is like, who the fuck's been stealing beers out of my room? We're just going to listen again.
Hi, darling.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
You.
You.
So it's when you wake up in the morning and it's like, who the fuck drank all my beers? And I was like, you drink them, dude. It's coming from inside the house. The calls are coming from inside the house.
Whoa.
We're all the beer thief of our own. Any more, Nick?
No. Oh, no. Just some Barrel House.
Big
Sur IPA.
Yeah. Oh, you did the Barrel House thing again, did you?
Be there.
Went back
there,
to it, huh? B-square.
Finally made it back. We missed it, but we're back.
Well, since Matt is not here at the moment, I'm going to look at Bearded Brewer 87 this week. See what he drank. He had from Revelry Brewing, California Current. It's an IPA. He did not rate it. He left it alone. Where is Revelry Brewing? Let me see if I can figure out who the hell is Revelry. Oh, Wazoo's had it, so it's probably San Diego. Not having any luck on where the frick these guys are at. I don't know. Probably in California somewhere.
Yeah, it's just called California.
The Californians. He also had one from Urban Roots Brewing.
Oh.
Pitch in on a party. You want to pitch in on a party?
He's the handyman.
I feel like he's having those Wazoo beers on his own. I don't know, man. Should be waiting for the show.
Whoa.
He had one from Grim Artisanal Ales called Zero Coast. Another beer. He's in big because he's industry. He doesn't rate his beers very much. And he also had. Oh no, that was before. He probably talked about that last week. So
Grim.
There's Bearded Brewer 87. Let's see what I drink this week. See if I drink anything cool. I had new one from New Glory called Acoustic Side Piece, a New England IPA. Yeah. It wasn't bad. It's pretty good. Right. One from Urban Roots Brewing Company, a Pilsner, a German Pilsner. Normally I wouldn't get a German Pilsner, but it's Urban Roots, so I'm like, all right, easy peasy. And it's easy peasy. Certainly good beer for the style. One from Humble Sea called Honey, I Shrunk the Kooks. As a pale, this is okay. Not that great. Another one from Humble Sea called Hey Gnarnold.
Hey Gnarnold?
Yeah, seven. Arnold. It's Gnarnold. The animated character, Arnold. Hey, Arnold. Was this on the show this week? I don't think so. Albee Aleworks, Chance of Clouds, that Reggie brought over. That was okay. And he also brought over from Crow and Fresno County Brewer, Crow and Wolf, a Lobo Lager, Mexican Lager, which I'm not... normally wouldn't care about, but actually it was pretty good. I think because it was super fresh. Reggie said it was canned that day, so.
Damn.
One day old
Reggie.
Beer. pretty good. And that's enough of that. Dorktown on Untap, Bearded Brewery 87, and the Nick 80.
Now that I'm logged back in, yes.
You're able to manage to this. Everyone watch out for this Untap. You're going to have to log back in, go find your password. This is a warning to everyone.
That's why I haven't checked in over the last year.
Oh, that's why. Sure.
Whoa. Wow.
That's a loud overmodulation.
Cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. 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 Cheers.
Cheers. Nick, do you have any cheers?
No.
Now!
Get out of here.
I hate everybody. You guys are all terrible.
I hate you all.
And all you people.
Cheers to Benj Clark. Haven't heard from him in a while. And suddenly I got a message from him the other day about a 1979 cross-country road bike attempt by the Ankerstein Brewing
Company.
Cool. They sponsored a bike race team, I guess. But in 79, Anchor was owned by the Megtag company.
Man, the world just keeps spinning. I don't believe anything.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but I like it. Thanks, Benj. Cheers to the Fontana Gym for the Society beer. Cheers to the Steve and Zach. Saw him over the weekend.
Nice. Is he homebrewing?
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he what?
Is he homebrewing?
I don't know. We didn't talk about beer.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. It was a quick visit. He helped me out with something here at the house, and I said, thank you. And he's like, I got to go. And I was like, I get it.
Go. Okay, get the hell out of here.
Go do your thing.
All right.
Cheers to Roger from Pine and Palm. Saw him out in the wild as well.
Roger. Not at Pine and Palm? Somewhere else?
Not at Pine and Palm. Oh. In real life.
Wow. It's like seeing a teacher out and about. Like seeing your teacher. When you see your brewer.
Oh, yeah.
When you see your brewer somewhere outside of the brewery, you're just like, whoa, wait a second. What are you doing here? I'm shopping for food. What? You're a brewer. Food. What do you need to shop for food for?
Yeah. Doesn't like the cafeteria ladies give you leftovers? cheers to Kelly Hoosecraft. She popped up in the social media recently, too.
Hoosecraft.
Just random people in the world.
Be random. Cheers to you.
That's right. Be random.
Keep being random. Cheers to our Golden Gods!
Yeah.
Our Golden Gods are people that donate money to us every month via Patreon. The website, patreon.com/perfectpour. Or look in the show notes of this podcast. There will be a link to that. And if you want to become a patron, you're giving us the monies every month. You get to hear the bonus show, which is a tailgate. And occasionally, if there's a decent enough clip after the show, that's in there too. And then plus the fact that you'll just you feel good about supporting the show. So it's all cool. And usually I'll get the show off to patron to Golden Gods the night before. Not that way. I mean, we do it live on Friday morning, I know, but somehow the magic of Patreon, we're able to get Golden Gods that Friday morning show on Thursday night. Machine. Yeah. Just put it all on a time machine and we were wise to do it. Also, cheers to Charlie Watts. Passed away. Yes. Rolling Stones drummer. Finally, I just thought those guys are just never going to die and they're always going to be around. So, Charlie or Ringo, Nick? Better drummer.
Oh, better drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Interesting. Technically or better for their band?
Well, I think I already know the answer then if you're going to split it like that. I'm going to say Ringo is better for the band and Charlie is technically a better drummer.
Technically a better drummer, yes, sir. There you go. You see right through me.
I saw you. Saw what you're doing there. Called it out. Dragged it out in the street.
That's right.
Also, cheers to Donnie from Drinking in the Northwest. Cheers to PA Crafty Kim, to Jeremy Bragg, to Melvin Brewing, to underscore craft beer, to hops underscore hound, to the pint stuff, which is Marcos, and just cheers to everyone that's still drinking indie beer, that's still in the forefront of your mind. You're buying indie craft beer first over anything else. Cheers to you keeping up that good work. And that. And it looks like we're not going to. It looks like that's the bottom of the cake. Looks like we're not going to get Matt. We were hoping Matt would join in. Yeah, but it looks like it's not going to happen. We'll just hang out and wait. Let's hang out and wait.
In silence.
Next 6 hours or so of the show is going to be in silence.
Mike said he's going to show up.
So we're just going to wait. Even that means wait. Next week.
Yeah.
We're just going to stay on the whole time.
Get your breakfast burrito and your pale ale. Settle in.
Be safe. Have fun.
Yes.
Check your burritos date.